Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Hunter, Brock, Hunter, what's up? All right, 6:22, let's do it, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're feeling a little hankering for something cold and refreshing, hey, I got you covered, man, yeah.
There you go. We were talking earlier about, hey, what should we talk about in sports? Because it was a weekend full of football. Let's just talk about football. So I don't think anybody really wants to hear about anything else.
No, let's talk about soccer. I don't want to talk about football.
We'll get to that. I know why you don't want to talk about football.
We'll
conversate on that here. Yesterday, there's some football games, man. I'm sure you've noticed. Football is in full effect. Full forward, man. The season opener, San Francisco, the 49ers beating the Lions 41-33. Hey, locally here for every team, not a good thing. It wasn't a good day yesterday. Seahawks beating the Colts 28-16. Rams beating the Bears 34-14. The Saints beating Green Bay 38-3. Damn.
Good God.
It was a rough day yesterday for us locals here.
Yeah.
Every team that is around us definitely lost yesterday. So let's start by, I kind of want to talk about San Francisco and the Lions yesterday first, which was interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about the Lions. The first, like, three quarters, I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. It's your typical Lions without Stafford. It looks pretty similar to what it was last. And then all of a sudden, they kind of turned it on at the end a little bit.
Okay.
To make it a 41-33 game. So I think Detroit fans are kind of, I don't know, confused. Like, I don't know. Are we good? Could we be good? Potentially. That last quarter was a little promising.
Yeah. No.
So I don't know. I think of all the local teams here. Maybe Detroit's the less depressed, least depressed.
You know, it's difficult because there's a good chance that the Rams just kind of sat back a little bit once they got a nice big lead. And then that gave, you know, they got some of the second stringers
The 49ers.
Yeah. Kind of gave them a chance to get some second stringers in. And so they're not quite as on point. And maybe that gave the Lions a chance to score a few. But, I mean, it's still, you're still working hard and putting the ball in the end zone. I guess that's a good thing, right?
I think there's some hope over there in Detroit.
Yeah.
It was a little rough at first, I'm going to admit. But I think there at the end, some people are kind of coming around with the Lions there. So let's move on. What do you think about the Colts, man? Did you watch that yesterday at all?
No,
Seahawks beating the Colts 28-16.
I mean, because Brian Reed cheers for the Colts, I say F the Colts. But what I will say really, though, is I really didn't think the Colts had a chance against the Seahawks. If Russell Wilson is on, he's hard to beat. And I don't know what's going on. Who's even starting for the Colts quarterback?
That game was on last night too, right to the TV next to me. I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. Brian will message you though.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to put me on the line like that?
I don't know. Come on.
Colts, get out of here.
Colt. Oh, it's Wentz. Is it Wentz?
Oh, Carson. Is it?
It's Wentz. Yeah, Carson Wentz. Oh, and they have Hundley too from the pad. That's who you're trying to figure out who the last time the Packers played so bad was when they had Hundley in there. But Wentz is on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to your game. Saints.
No.
Green Bay, you watch it, you listen to it.
I listened to it. I was out fishing, and I was listening to the game on the radio, and thank God the fish were biting because that game was atrocious.
So what's the problem? What's going on?
Aaron Rodgers,
he's the MVP last year. Threw two INTs yesterday.
In one quarter, almost back-to-back. I honestly don't know. The breakdown started from the very beginning. And here's the crazy thing. So they were playing on a neutral field, okay, because the Saints stadium, obviously, with all the devastation from Ida, they played in Jacksonville. And in true Packer fan form, there was more Packer fans. It was like 10-1 Packers fans to Saints fans. So it was almost like a home game. They were kind of joking like, yeah, it's like a home away game. Obviously didn't do us any good. They were atrocious on defense. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't stop the throw.
Anything to do with all the shenanigans before the season?
I mean, that's always something. But here's what I'll say, though, is that as a professional athlete, you need to be able to rise above that. Right. Like, it's, you know, I honestly don't know. Like, it was awful. It was awful, awful, awful to listen to. And it was just a breakdown on all aspects of it. Man.
I'm reading this right now. Jameis Winston, 5 TD passes.
Yeah.
Get an EPA dropback of 0.85, 5 touchdown passes.
There was a couple points where it was just like a couple long, like, bombs. And King, I don't know why we kept King in the secondary. Garbage. He got burnt like three big plays that cost us touchdowns.
After the second, you kind of,
yeah. Put him on the, I don't know. It was
somebody
horrible.
Else in.
Yeah. They actually even ended up sitting Rodgers and just putting Love in at the end of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
How did Love play?
Not well. Not well. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we didn't score a touchdown, so not great.
It's going to be some long practices coming up this week.
Yeah, they better be doing some sprints, all right? They better up, downs, and sprints and whatnot.
Take a lap. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Awful.
Anyway, that's our first hour of sports here, man. I just kind of wanted to cover the local scores. We'll get more in tune with it next hour. But
Monday Night Football tonight, too. We should probably give our predictions for that as well. But let's wrap it up for the 6 o'clock hour. Your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. UIRX, everything that rocks.
Okie dokie, here we go. Good morning. Brock, Hunter.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Yes. All right, let's get right to it because we had a lot to cover. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're feeling kind of thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty
you're
anymore.
You're always feeling thirsty when thirsty. It comes to Bud product.
That's right. Bud product.
Bud product. You know what? Let's kick it off by saying tonight there is another game. If you didn't get enough NFL yesterday, Ravens going to be in Las Vegas playing the Raiders, 8:15
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. Who do you think is going to win?
Who is it again? Ravens and?
Raiders.
Raiders.
In Las Vegas.
I think the Raiders are going to get them. Raiders are going to get them.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think the Raiders are actually going to be pretty decent this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that brand new stadium of theirs, what is it, like a $1 trillion stadium or something stupid? Yeah.
Paid for by little old ladies on slot machines. That's how they afforded it. It's great. It's great.
There you go. All right, let's get through some scores, though, from yesterday. 49ers, this is local. 49ers beating the Lions 41-33. Seahawks beating the Colts 28-16. Rams beating the Bears 34-14. Is there any local team that won? Anybody?
Oh, how about the Packers? How'd they do?
Oh, 38-3. Losing to New Orleans, the Packers, man. So we'll get it out of the way. Dude, you haven't been raked through the coals too much this morning because I think everybody's team lost. So, like, nobody really has a stance to rake you through the coals. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about Green Bay yesterday? How do you feel about the future?
It's the first game of the season, so I'm not going to get too bent out of shape. It was very hard to listen to. Not gonna lie, as the game was on, I just at some point I'm like, oh, they're gonna turn it around. We're fine. Even going to the half, I'm like, oh, we're fine. It's only 17-3. We're golden. And then Rodgers had two intercepts. Tanked. Yep.
Yeah. How about the your Chiefs, or I should say Kiki's Chiefs? You guys watched that yesterday?
So she watched the game. So I was out fishing and I was just listening to the Packer game. She was at home with the baby watching the Chiefs game. And we were kind of just texting back and forth, like, hey, how's the Chiefs doing? How the Packers, whatever. And luckily, the Chiefs, which the Chiefs like to do, they like to slow play it. It's almost like they're just, they start slow. Because, I mean, I thought for sure it was in the bag. They were playing Cleveland. I'm like, ah, they'll be all right. They got nothing to worry about. I mean, Cleveland's not bad, but it's the Chiefs, right? And they started off getting beat up pretty good, and then they came back and ended up winning. So,
can I say this? There's one guy in the NFL I kind of want to punch in the face, and it's Baker Mayfield. I don't know why. I just don't like him. I've never liked him. I like to have fun and rip on people. You guys know that. And I'll take my word back, just like I did with Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped on Dak a little bit. He came out Thursday night and tore it up.
Here's the thing.
And you know what? I'll admit that. I'll admit, he's proven himself a little bit. Baker, though, never has.
No.
I've never gotten why people love this guy so much.
Here's the thing. with Dak, that's different. All right, Dak is a good person. Johnny Baker Mayfield. I don't know. He seems like kind of a douche. He's got kind of a punchable face.
He's
punchable
face. He's a douchebag.
I'm not saying he is for sure. I'm not saying he is for sure. But there's just something about his face that's just like, I want to punch it. I want to punch him in the face.
I just feel like he's always like serious. Like he's always like trying to like, dude, you can't just be serious and expect people to. You got to perform once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess he does. I mean, sometimes he'll show a little bit of a skill. But I don't know. I never understood why people are like, this is the greatest thing that the Lord has given us to the game of football. No, he's not. He sucks. I'm sorry. That's you Cleveland fans out there. Picked the wrong guy.
Cleveland doesn't, Cleveland and the state of Ohio doesn't have a whole lot to be grateful for. So just let them have Baker Mayfield. All right. Just let them have it.
Dude, there was a muffled punt last night. And then Baker, this is what happened. He got it back, and then he threw an INT, got hit, blah, blah, blah. It's typical Baker Mayfield, in my opinion.
This is how a conversation goes with people in Cleveland. They're like, well, we live in this garbage city in this garbage state, but at least we got Baker Mayfield.
Garbage quarterback. That's what you got, too. Baker. Yeah. What is that name anyway? Baker. What? Yeah. Yeah. Baker,
what a dumb name. Real quick, can I address Chris, I don't care that your team was down 38-10 and you only lost by 8. You still lost, all right? Doesn't matter if you lost by 1, you still lost, okay? You still lost.
He's not wrong, Chris.
Lions still lost. I don't know, and I don't care about that.
Lions, 41-33. They did show some hope at the end there, though.
Well, yeah, it's easy to score some touchdowns when they bring in the third stringers. You know, when you're throwing footballs against the third stringers there, Chris.
Oh, boy. We got a bunch of losers this morning throwing shots. Hey, you know what? Tampa Bay didn't lose. That's my team.
Yeah.
That's your
team. That's your team now?
That's my new team. That's my bandwagon team.
You're the worst kind of
person. Well, they won the Super Bowl. Who else am I supposed to cheer for?
You know what? I hope the Browns win a Super Bowl, so you got to cheer for Baker Mayfield. That's what I hope happens.
I will stop watching football before I start cheering for Baker. That's for sure.
All right. You got anything else?
There's so much to cover.
Yeah, it's almost too much. Yeah.
You know what? Just get in your phone and look it up yourself. You watched the games yesterday. Yeah. You know what's going on.
If you're coming to the Plan B Morning Show for hard-hitting, nonstop sports action, you're in the wrong place. Okay?
Your teams lost. That's the sports this morning, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
I'll take it. Hey, Bud, we'll be back.